Track 7. Nelly is over the rainbow at a top regional award. A budding Teignbridge musical student has scooped a prestigious regional award. Whilst performing as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, Nelly Mallett discovered she has been selected for Teen School's Helen Foundation Award. The Year 11 student Nelly was appearing on stage at the Pavilions in Tynmouth in Sheldon Theatre Company's production when she found out. The award is presented by Teignbridge Schools for the best endeavour in the arts. As Nelly was performing in the show, she had to miss her Year 11 awards evening. Helen Foundation trustees Annie and Roger Kirk made secret arrangements with the play's director, Andrew Malcolm, who organised for the whole cast and stage crew to assemble in the auditorium after the performance. The realisation dawned on Nelly that the special gathering on the stage of the cast was for her. It was said Nelly fought back a rush of tears as Roger read out a glowing citation for the THF award written by Teen School. To loud and prolonged applause, Nelly was presented with the award. The school said, "She always puts 100% into her drama lessons and was an amazing influence on the younger students. As they say in the industry, Nelly is a triple threat in as much as she can sing, dance and act to a high standard. We are sure she will go a long way as she pursues a career in the performing arts industry."
Volunteers rack up their rescue hours. Volunteers from Ashburton's Dartmoor Search and Rescue Team put in almost 2,700 hours last year helping people in trouble. The Charity Rescue Group's annual report shows that calls out were down by 30% in 2023. The 30 emergency calls came from requests by police, but the group has also worked with all three full-time emergency services, as well as Coast Guards and sister teams across Devon and Cornwall. A spokesman said, "We continue to rely on our incredible volunteers to drop everything at any time of the day or night, in all weathers, to search for lost, injured or vulnerable individuals. This would not be possible were it not for the support they receive from incredibly understanding friends, families and employers. At the beginning of last year and after several years of intensive training, two of the team members became fully qualified mountain rescue search and rescue dog handlers. Their search dogs, Binny and Amber, now provide the team and the wider mountain rescue community with an additional capability to find missing or injured individuals. During the summer, they were alerted to a man who had been hill walking on the South Moor and called for assistance after his dog had been bitten by an adder and was seriously unwell. He was concerned it would take too long to carry his dog back to his car and then on to a vet. As the rescuers knew his location, one of the team vehicles was dispatched and picked up the individual and his pet. After spending overnight and most of the next day at the vet, the dog fully recovered from its ordeal. A spokesman said, "We continue to receive a similar proportion of calls from Devon and Cornwall Police to search for vulnerable or despondent individuals. Our team members have also ended up responding to incidents in more unlikely places. During a trip to a local climbing wall, a group of our volunteers were present when an individual had a serious fall. Within minutes, the individual's injuries had been assessed by our team members and it was suspected that he had sustained a fractured femur. As the climbing wall was close to our rescue centre, first aid equipment and pain relief was quickly obtained. He was then packed ready for transportation to a local hospital where his injury was confirmed. He was subsequently made a full recovery."
Library welcomes company's donation to collection. An independent and eco-friendly bookseller based in Newton Abbot has donated a significant number of books to the town's collection. Postscript Books has donated a number of railway books to Newton Abbot Library's railway collection. We are delighted to accept Postscript's generous donation of books to the railway collection located at Newton Abbot Library, said Lynn West, Library Centre Manager. Whilst there are many items about the era of steam already in the collection, we are always delighted to add items relating to modern diesel and electric traction, she added. The railway collection is comprised of 28,126 items on 220 metres of shelves. These cover diverse topics from books about engines, buildings, bridges and railway engineering to maps of tracks, diagrams of engines, track plans, timetables, including some Bradshaws, and around 90,000 photographs, many of which are unique. Much of the book stock is available to borrow, so do call in and browse during library opening times from 9 a.m. each morning, Monday to Saturday, said Lynn. The books that Postscript have kindly donated are being added to the collection and will be available shortly.
Trust unveils volunteer drive to preserve Dartmoor ponies. The Dartmoor Pony Heritage Trust, the DPHT, has announced its upcoming volunteer drive, a dynamic movement aimed at nurturing a passionate community dedicated to safeguarding Dartmoor's heritage ponies. This call to action invites individuals who share a deep love of local history and a commitment to preserving the unique beauty of Dartmoor, including its iconic ponies. Volunteers are the lifeblood of the DPHT's mission, contributing significantly to various facets of the organisation. From the maintenance of the charity's headquarters at Park near Bovey Tracy to hands-on involvement in conservation projects at Bellevue, the DPHT manages 82 hectares of moorland surrounding Bellevue Tor within a 450-hectare expanse near Postbridge, owned by Forestry England. There are several opportunities, such as organising events at the headquarters, habitat management at Bellevue, and training as pony checkers to ensure that the well-being of the DPHT managed pony herd. Debbie Leach, the CEO of the charity, envisions a vibrant cohort of volunteers who passionately advocate for Dartmoor and its iconic ponies. Volunteers can tailor their commitments to coincide with their schedules and other commitments, Debbie said. Whether treating it as a dedicated role or contributing a few hours monthly, the crucial aspect is fostering a collective movement, an assembly of individuals united in championing Dartmoor heritage ponies, she added. The DPHT's volunteer drive extends its call to farmers and pony keepers, acknowledging their vital role as heroes in the mission. Farmers and breeders are integral to our cause, and we invite them to join us just as we welcome individuals from all walks of life, Debbie emphasises. Regardless of the background or prior experience, the DPHT warmly invites volunteers to join the movement, not just to support Dartmoor pony preservation, but also to uncover a profound sense of purpose, camaraderie and belonging.
Roof ramble to tackle fire. Reports of smoke seen at a distance in the Kingstainton area saw firefighters mobilised. One appliance from Newton Abbott Fire Station responded to the incident, which took place on Monday, January 29th, and upon arrival, crews quickly found the source, a chimney fire. As the crew arrived, the occupant of the house was on the phone to our control room via 999, reporting the fire, a spokesman for Newton Abbott Fire Station said. The incident commander committed a firefighter to the roof to tackle the flames issuing from the top of the chimney stack and used a hose reel to extinguish the fire from above.